cancer. You got to get angry. You got to find your humanity. And you got to start fighting bitches.
Mega faggot.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
You know when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke be billowing out.
And I don't like her now, and the next thing I'm going to do is leave. So f*** all of you.
Sing us back in. Sing us back in, dude.
Kill a fucking Englishman and throw him in the sea.
Kill a fucking Englishman and fucking in the sea.
Fuck his stupid wife, then kill her. I mean, no.
What the fuck? Wait, what the fuck is that song? Like
Irish McPatty Flanagan, the spirit of the Irish in a bottle.
Is that literally the fucking name of the song?
It's
kill a fucking Englishman and throw him in the sea. Fuck his ass and make him come and make him really pee.
Fucking Englishman and then call him American.
So he gets pissed off and is like, they took my tea. Now I really have to go fucking pee. Were you looking at photos of Kamala Harris?
Thank God they never caught me on my knees.
Fuck an Englishman in the ass and pee him in. I don't know.
Dude, I bet the gay Irish clubs are fucking wild.
The ones in Dublin, probably.
Oh, the gay clubs in Dublin.
They probably have like one main club in Dublin.
Dublin's clubbing.
What would they call it? Dublin Cum and Pump?
I think they call it Club Penguin, but they don't know what it is over here in the States.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, we love going down to Club Penguin and getting penguin in our penguin.
We all wear suits and we fuck each other.
Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity-dar.
Yeah, that's why they call it penguin.
Kill a fucking Englishman and throw him in the sea.
We're getting back into our Irish heritage. Irish heritage.
Yeah. Listen, St. Paddy's Day may have came and went, and it's no longer St. Paddy's Day. But when it comes back around, I'm going to have a fucking huge boner. A huge green boner. It's going to look like the Hulk's cock.
Wow.
Showing root.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein doesn't. We need to wear green, huh?
Yeah.
He just shows some root.
He just shows some root.
He just shows some root. That's green enough.
Kill fucking Harvey and throw him in the sea. Dude, the cake that everybody got me for my birthday.
Oh, yeah, we can. Yeah. Classic.
It's just my fucking face on it.
It was a JPEG of your face looking sus. It's
a JPEG of my face.
We should make that the new cover of the podcast.
Yeah, just a photo of the cake, and then it's like, okay, no, it's the like title of the show, and then behind it is the photo of the cake with my face on it.
Mm.
That's it.
Is it cake or is it fake?
Is it cake or is it cum?
Beep, beep. Oh my god! Oh my god! There's a bomb in the metro! Oh my god! Is it cake or is it fake? Cut it open now!
There's a bomb in the cake. There's a bomb in the cake in the metro inside the gay guy's ass.
The only way you'll know if it's cake or not, if you cut the red wire. Now, if it's a bomb, it's going to fucking blow up. And 14 Japanese people will die.
Listen, James Bond, you have to fucking cut the red wire. But I'm colorblind and all the wires are red. It also might just be fucking red velvet frosting. I have no idea.
Bond, to shut the bomb down, you need to cut the black wire. What do you mean? I don't see color. It's post-Brexit, you fucking ninny. It's post-Brexit, and we're all fucking socialists now. They're like, beep, 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 beep.
Blows up the metro, and then everyone, like, you know, to condone the loss of life, they just go back to doing snuff.
Yeah.
They start snorting tobacco again.
Oh, my God. Snorting tobacco and getting in the snuff like,
oh, you thought I meant like snuff films. Oh,
yeah, no, you're right, that is a more of a German thing.
Yeah, that's German shit, dude.
It's like, Germanic.
No, we would have to like, you know, fucking drop like a warhead on fucking Germany, and then they fucking go back to watching snuff.
Yeah.
They'd go back to being real snuff guys.
What if for J-Man's next birthday, we just like put on a snuff film and shit on glass coffee tables and invite him over for his birthday? I'm like, wow, we're celebrating your culture.
Yeah, dude, we're just celebrating like what your family heritage is all about.
It's just a horrific video of someone being.
This is the family heritage podcast.
And we're just shitting on a glass table. Just like,
we've got clogs on or whatever. No, that's like a this German, right? They wear clogs.
Yes, yeah, so like. I have clogs.
No, you don't.
They're kind of they're leather. They're not wood.
Oh, no, I'm talking about like wood clogs, like. Or is that like the Swedes? Is that the Swedes?
Fuck, it's like a Germanic part of
Sweden. Listen, they're all fucking Nazis. Remember that guy that fucking taught his dog how to like Nazi salute, and then he like got jailed for it.
Oh my god, yes, that was so funny.
His retarded little pug. He taught his pug. Like, he's just fucking. Yeah. And then like fucking, they just jailed him. They put tiny handcuffs on the dog. Imagine that.
Dude, that was whenever I'd say I'd love to move to Europe, I would just hear that constantly.
They're like they jailed someone for fucking. Listen, well, they threw this guy in the fucking gym for teaching his dog a funny little trick. You know, it's not even that bad.
It turns out that guy that's telling you that is like a hardcore, like, you know, fucking white supremacist.
Oh, it was J-Man.
Oh yeah, that is true.
Yeah,
can't believe that guy.
I know, can't believe him.
Can't believe we're still friends with that guy.
I mean, listen, if you don't have friends that are, you know, differ in your opinion, I think it's, you know, I think you live a horrible life. So if you're like a black trans person, be friends with Lizzo because she's not even human. She's an ogre.
Yeah.
People should be friends with Lizzo because she's like not even human anymore.
No, people should be friends with Lizzo because like maybe there's a chance that they could get a scrap of her leftovers, but I doubt it. You just have to like wait under her couch for a crumb to fall.
Yeah, but the crumb is like an entire wedding cake.
Yeah.
Did she? You know what? What if Mucinex was like, guys, I have a perfect new spokesperson.
Guys, we had to get rid of the Mucinex man because he got fucking canceled during the Me Too movement. Because
he was wearing a wife beater.
He was wearing a wife beater, and he beat the shit out of his girlfriend. And,
wait, wasn't the Mucinex man Italian?
He's like, hey, I'm fucking like in your nose and shit.
Oh, yeah, he's like American Italian. Hey, it's me, the fucking Mucinex man. Ah, I'm all up in your goober.
Is he a Guido?
I think so.
Holy shit, that's so funny.
I think he is a Guido.
They are snotty people, the Italians.
They do look like the Mucinex
man. Ah,
hey, fucking lasagna. You eat that, you're going to see me. I'm going to come out of your nose. Hey. You're going to be choking down that lasagna, and I'm going to come slithering out, yeah. Because it's hot. It's not because it's spicy. It's because it's hot. The lasagna is so hot, I'm going to come slurping down your face.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Right in front of your hot date. Right in front of that hot piece of ass you're talking to. Yep.
I fucking love Anthony Fauci.
I'm going to fucking plop down right on the table right in front of you. I don't know. Yeah, the Mucinex man is pro-Fauci.
They're both Italian.
They're both canceled.
They're both garlic monkeys.
They're both canceled.
Both canceled.
Yeah, imagine that would be the funniest Me Too story. Like if the that like, during man? That time, like they're like, and we're canceling the Mucinex man because he raped. That's like what? How? He's a gelatinous like fucking blob. He doesn't even have a dick.
No, he's a fucking ad campaign. How did he rape him? Yeah. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Cancel anything interesting.
Listen,
we're shutting it down.
We got to get rid of the Mucinex man. I don't like this guy.
The creative elite is over.
He's like the only like.
They're all in tech now.
He's. I think he's still like around.
The Mucinex man.
Yeah. I think he's the only like.
No, yeah, it's Lizzo's father. What do you mean? He's.
They got to keep him in business. No, he's like the only like medical like mascot around.
Well, the Mucinex man had two children. One was Lizzo, we've established that. Yes. And the other one was Martin Shkreli. Because he's a slime ball in his own way.
Yeah. He decided to lose the weight.
What do you mean I can't sell my own children? What do you mean you can't sell my own children? I am legally allowed to sell my own children if I want.
He decided to lose the weight and then like get the Michael Jackson like procedure where they turn them white.
The only Muslims I like are from Saudi Arabia, and that's because they have money. Martin Shkreli, everybody.
Martin Shkreli is a
welcome to the podcast.
Damn, I didn't know we're friends with Martin Shkreli, dude. Fucking, what's he up? What are you doing? What's going on today, Martin?
Well, I took a trip. I took a trip to the Civil War Memorial, and I got to say, they all look like a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
Why would you fight for something like so mundane? Everyone should be allowed to buy people. If you feel bad that you don't cost a lot, it's because you're worthless, and you can increase your value by buying other people yourself.
Wow, Martin, that's crazy. That almost sounds like, you know, slavery.
People say welfare queens are black, but I am actually the biggest welfare queen on the planet.
I walk around and I think I'm less. That's, how does he even sound? I thought he was just like.
He just sounds like Ben Shapiro.
Really?
They look the same.
I haven't like listened to Martin Scully like speak in a while. I haven't like heard him talk.
No, he just sounds like a fucking like he sounds like a waspy lawyer.
Oh.
He's like, I love this. He's like, I don't know. I don't even. It's like, well, the deposition has been closed. What do you mean? He sounds like a cunt. That's what he sounds like.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
The deposition has been closed.
It's
like
not
that.
Nasally.
Like,
it's not nasally.
It's not nasally. It's just like, what do you mean? The deposition's been closed. Like,
well, according to the statutes, it's not actually illegal for me to charge $4 million a dose of aspirin.
Actually, the free market is real, and I'm using it to my fullest advantage.
We should start calling. I mean, I'm sick and tired of the welfare queen in general.
Yeah.
Not the person, the welfare queen, but like the idea. The rich people need to be called what they are, which is welfare queens. Like,
yeah,
if you get tax breaks of more than $1 million, that is welfare.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Hold on. Let me see if I can call.
The biggest welfare queen is George fucking Soros.
I thought you were going to say George Floyd. I was like, whoa.
No. Listen.
I heard George and I was like, I'm waiting for it. Soros. I was like, fuck. Oh. Okay. Well,
we know he wasn't on welfare because he was counterfeiting dollars. Yeah.
He was also selling loose cigarettes, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Let's see if this guy picks up. I don't think he will.
Who, Martin Scully? Are you calling him?
Yeah, I'm calling Martin Scully right now.
Should we get Martin Scully on the podcast and just call him Martian? Hey, Martian. Martian Scully. Scully is Scully. I guess Scully is. Yeah, never mind.
We'll see if we'll see if he calls me back. I don't think Martin Scully will call me back.
Fuck.
Martin Scully is a son of a bitch, and I think he should be long in a ditch. Hold on. Should we call somebody?
You have Zippo lighter. You have Zippo gas.
Yeah.
Lighter fluid?
Yeah, I've got lighter fluid.
Fuck.
Why?
Well, my neighbors are bothering me. I don't like who they are. They're two of the dumbest cunts in the world, and they have a kid.
Oh, are we talking about those neighbors?
Yeah.
Well, the other day I was like getting into my car, and like she gave me the dirtiest fucking look. And I was like, oh fucking goddamn! I said good morning to her, and she just gave me the dirtiest look. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like I almost had a Louis J. Gomez moment. I almost fucking wigged. I almost flipped my fucking lid because she like just gave me a whole, like, you know that face you make like when you smell like a whore, like vomit, that like
you probably sound like shit right now, bro.
Do I?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, because I had the mic laying on my fucking chest.
Yeah, you had it in between your breasts.
Yeah, on my titties.
Sorry, finish your thought.
Anyways, no, she just like she gave me that like look that you get you make when you smell like vomit, like super acidic vomit.
Oh, like serious disgust?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, so you want to, it's 8 a.m. You want to fucking throw down? I will fucking scream it. I will lose my goddamn shit right now.
You know what's funny? As fat as I have been in the past, I don't think anyone's looked at me with disgust. They're not nice to me.
Yeah.
But never disgust.
She
like
just
that.
Gave me the dirtiest fucking look. I was like, I just stopped for a second. I was like, I don't have time for this because I have to get to work. But I was like, so ready to break and just like fucking lose it. Because like, I had just woke up and just walked outside. I was like, hey, good morning, like, whatever. And it's just.
You should have pretended to misinterpret it and be like, well, you want to fuck? It's quiet in there. You want to fuck?
No.
No.
I should have just. Been like, all right, whatever, cunt, and then just slammed my car door and like sped off and hit her car on the way out.
We could hit her car again.
Yeah, you did hit her car already. That's probably why she fucking gave me a dirty look, dude.
Oh, it's not because you're like an Irish national crawling out of a fucking garage.
No. It's because I'm
Be honest. You look dirty crawling out of a garage.
You look dirty just living life.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, nothing's well, you know clean what, dude? Or okay. sacred
well,
anymore.
I got payback.
You did?
I did.
How did you get payback?
Because their kid came up to the door, and he's a part of the Boy Scouts, and he was trying to sell me chocolate bars. And I broke down to them.
Wait, when did this happen?
I broke down to him in simple mathematical terms of why his family is trash and why he should strive to be better. I was like, the reason you're selling chocolate bars to me is because your dad doesn't make any fucking money. He's fucking broke, and so is your bitch mom.
This happened today?
When your parents, watch this, kid, watch this when this happens. When your parents get a house finally, the first thing they're going to think is maybe we should get an above ground pool. And that's when you know that your parents are garbage.
We should buy a boat.
We should buy an above ground pool and fuck tatted women that are disgustingly slobbish.
No, it's not the...
Sorry.
It's not the tattoo women that's the problem. It's the problem is you bought a boat.
I was talking about an above ground pool because they're trashy.
Above ground pools are no
an above ground boat.
Above ground, above ground. Listen, I got an above ground boat. It's called a minivan.
It's called a minivan.
It's called a minivan. I
wanna
bought
fuck
it.
In it.
I bought it to haul 12 of you little fuckers around. Because you know, the only pussy that is getting hauled around are you fucking little pieces of shit. You guys are all little pussies. That's what you are. You're in the Boy Scouts. You don't even know how to tie a knot. You have zero badges. You guys fucking
suck.
Zero
badges. The bunch of losers are Boy Scouts.
Did the Boy Scout come up today? Did you lock on the door?
Listen, don't fucking blow up my spot here, bro.
Listen, I'm not. Did this happen or not?
No. What actually did happen is when I lived in Phoenix, a kid knocked on the door. Well, I was in my underwear just playing fucking Cyberpunk. A kid knocked on the door and I opened it. I was like, oh, what the fuck? And they're like, hi, can we like take out your trash for $5? And I'm like, dude, I don't even have $5. You got to get the fuck out of here. And she just looked disappointed. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm broke. I can't. I'll take out.
You
the
gotta get
myself.
The fuck out of here. I'm not busy.
That is a true story.
Mm. Oh, dude. Okay. Speaking of like fucking like, you know, just like kids being like weird. Remember the other? This is probably like a few months ago. We're in the fucking like grocery store or whatever. And I think I was wearing like a corn t-shirt or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was wearing like a corn shirt. And like this fucking like, I want to say she was like 12. She just kept like looking at me. And like, I was just like, what the fuck is your deal? I was like, I'm trying to like walk past her. And she like stops me. She's like, I really like your shirt. And I was like, oh, thank you. I just like in my head, I'm like, I thought she was like special or something.
Oh.
Like, I like thought she was just like, you know, a little slow or something. She just like wanted to like say that she liked my shirt, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm the asshole now. I'm the fucking asshole now. Like I thought I was like, I don't want to make eye contact, I don't want this to be weird or anything. And then she's just like, I really like that shirt that you're wearing. And I was like, oh, like thanks. This is what I was like, fuck, dude. I feel like such a dick for like purposely avoiding eye contact and just be like, don't look at me. Like, I don't know what your deal is.
That is the right response, though.
Don't talk to me. Please, God.
Don't talk to me at all. No, that is the right response to handle children of any capacity for a guy. It's just to pretend they don't exist.
Like kids you don't know.
Yeah, you can't be chumming it up with someone's 12-year-old daughter. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I was like, what? Don't stop looking at me. Stop looking at me. First of all, I hate kids. Second of all, like, please, what do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you slow? Like I legit thought the kid was slow.
Yeah.
Like, it's just because, like, it was out of the corner of my eye. I was like, oh, God, please don't start saying something to me that is super, like, autistic. Because, like, it's not that I have a problem with, like, you know, people with special needs. It's just I don't,
deeply uncomfortable.
I don't have the time to deal with this because I'm hungover in the middle of a fucking grocery store.
Well, it is just deeply uncomfortable when they start going ballistic in public or whatever.
No, they just start telling you facts about, like, trains.
Do you want to see my butterfly? Okay, yeah, no. No,
yeah, they're
care.
Just like, do you want to see this drawing that I made that I've been carrying around in my back pocket that I've had all day that I made at school 2 weeks ago?
Look at this rubber band I found. What? kid, get a job.
Listen, here. Here's $5. Fuck off, please. I got shit.
You know, I was...
I have Pedialyte to find. I'm hungover. Finally, hungover.
At this Christian youth group, we're going to bring this up again. I was the leader of game time for, like, what is it? The second graders and then also the sixth graders. The second graders were just hilarious because you just had to, like, help them run.
Yeah.
You just had to be like, no, you go this way. And I felt like it was like a MOBA, like I was instructing an army of children to do my bidding. It was kind of awesome. But for the sixth graders, it was great because I would shit on them constantly and be really mean to them, and they'd shit on me back.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you're the slowest person here. Get the fuck off the team.
Get the fuck out of here.
They're like, you only got us because you're the worst trainer, you fat ass. I'm just like, nice. And then this is the middle of like a Christian like ministry camp.
Yeah.
And all the other people were looking at me like I'm an asshole. Like, what was that? That was a horrible throw. Get off the fucking team,
Get
bro.
The fuck out of here.
You're a nightmare.
You gotta fucking go.
You're a walking nightmare. Your Dude, parents are disappointed.
No, okay. Speaking of, like, having that power over, like, people, like, you know, unintentionally, you just gain the ability to amass an army. That was me when I worked at the gas station and with all the homeless guys.
Oh, my God.
I legit was like, all right. I was like, you can hang out for, like, an hour. But after the hour's up, you gotta fuck off or my boss is gonna get pissed off. But here's a cigarette.
Wow.
Like, I would bribe them, and then they'd fight with each other to keep each other off the property and shit for
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because, like, you know, they'd fucking... There's always those delinquent ones that, like, fucking, you know, they're, like, super schizophrenic or something, and they're just, like, fucking shit up. They're stealing from the store. Or they're high
they're dickheads.
Fucking something. Yeah.
So you amassed an army of homeless
people. So I had, like, two or three of them that would, like, you know, they were super chill, mm-hmm. but then, like, the other ones were, like, not... cool at all. They'd like come dude I okay,
cause problems
I, okay yeah I've they cause problems. I got a couple homeless stories that I could fucking share real quick.
One of them was but, direct experience. Go on.
Yeah, but like I just had this one guy, his name was Dennis or whatever. And like he was Dennis. Super cool. He'd always come in fucking buy like, you know, an IPA fucking tall boy or something. He just was like, I just want to get as fucked up as fast as possible off like the cheapest beer that like I can get for like, you know, $5 or whatever the fuck the can was. But he was always like fucking he'd always like scream at fucking people that were doing fuck shit outside the store so I wouldn't have to come out and deal with it. Like there was this guy who fucking like parked literally and took up all the fucking parking with his truck and his boat.
Oh
and
my
shit.
God.
Yeah, and he's like he starts fucking yelling at the dude. He's like, hey, dude, nice parking job, you fucking piece of shit. Like, all this shit, like, getting into his fucking face, climbing into his window, and, like, being like, you need to fucking move your shit. Like, all that. I was like,
wow.
Hell yeah. Get him. But,
you should have tried to amass more of them to take over the store and fuck it up. You should have talked to the schizophrenic ones, because those are easier to buy loyalty for.
Yeah, that is true. There was this one guy that, like, he would show up and just, like, sit and then he would like beg for money like right there next to the door and like all this shit. So like I just had enough of it. I was like, dude, you can buy shit here, you can hang out for like 10 minutes, but I need you gone. Here's like 3 cigarettes, please leave.
Oh, you bought them.
Yeah. And he was like, okay,
that's nice.
I was like, get the fuck out of here.
That's sweet. You gotta give him some.
But no, he was like hardcore schizophrenic, I think. But there was that guy, and then there was this new guy that came around, and like, there was one time my fucking coworker was like taking out trash at like, it's not even dark. It was like just getting dark, and it was like 7 at night. She decided, all right, I'm gonna take trash out. I was like, all right, sick. Like, you know,
secret
quick,
sucking
that's
off
a quick
boss.
There and back. And then like, she comes bolting into the fucking store, and she's like, oh my fucking God, there's this fucking homeless guy like chasing me, blah blah blah. Blah. And my like, you know, half awake ass just like, I go, what? And I just like turn and I look at the fucking front door, and like there's this tweaker just bug-eyed walking across the fucking parking lot looking into the front doors all like,
oh my God, really?
Just fucking like peering in, and like he like made eye contact with me, and I think he like, because like he was like scared of me. Like, he didn't, like, want to come in the store when I was there or, like, do anything fucked up when I was there.
Well, you're not very rapeable, Keegan.
Yeah, I'm not very rapeable. But he came bolting out and fucking, like, he was just all fucking, like, looking in, all high as shit. And then, like, he, like, saw me and, like, ran away, and I like stepped out of the store to make sure he like left the property or whatever.
But I'm imagining like, this guy is like a Smiling Friends character.
No, what he looked like was, yeah, he was kind of like a Smiling Friends character.
Ah, yeah, he's losing his shit. Oh, somebody.
That's him, like, fucking yeah. outside. No, but, like, he would always, like, steal shit and whatever. But then there was this other guy, like, had, he, like, had no fucking teeth, bald, like, scrawny white dude. There's one time I'm, like, sitting there, and we used to sell fucking, like,
holy
you know,
shit, Keegan.
Beer bongs with fucking, you know, dicks on them in the store.
Okay.
They'd hang from the ceiling or whatever. But I had one behind the counter because it fell off the hook. And I was just like, all right, whatever. I'll put it up later. He fucking, like, you know, comes around the back of the counter or whatever. And, like, there was, like, a shelf that, like, wasn't secured very properly. And, like, it was just a piece of plexiglass. And he, like, reached over the plexiglass and was, like, trying to grab, like, two boxes of vapes or whatever. And I, like, turned around. I was like, hey, what the fuck? And I, like, grabbed the beer bong and I, like, stuck it through the hole that he was, like, fucking trying to grab through. It was the end with the dick on it. Mm-hmm. And it, like, almost hits him in the face and he backs up and fucking freaks out. I was like, dude, get the fuck out of my the fuck out of here, dude. Like,
what is this, Clerks the Podcast?
Yeah,
interesting.
Dude. I mean, that was a job I worked not one, not two, but three separate times.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fucking, you know.
Well, you got very close to being really too chummy with people like Dennis and the crackhead in the parking lot. Like neighbors with them, technically.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I got to.
Hey, neighbor, this is my Taco Bell to sleep at.
I pretty much live in this gas station. I got to move.
Actually, I got a homeless story. When I was in Somerton and basically I had like $10 left in my bank account and mm-hmm. I bought a pack of cigarettes. And as I was like, you know, slapping it against my hand, trying to level it out. Some homeless guy comes up, he's like, hey, man, can I fucking bum a couple? And I was just like, yeah, sure, why not? Gave him a cigarette, I lit it, and I lit mine. And as we both took a drag and looked at the stars, he's like, is this menthol? I'm like, yeah. He's like, throws it on the ground and just fucking walks
what
off.
What a prick.
I'm like, you motherfucker.
What a prick,
you
dude.
You fucker.
He motherfucked you for a cigarette and just didn't even want it because it was menthol.
I was just so aghast. I'm like, that's so disrespectful. I should have kicked his ass.
You should be like, hey, fuck face, rip the filter off if it's that much of a problem.
I just, you know what though? I honestly just thought it was funny. I was like, I'm so miserable right now. I spent my last $10 on chemicals and a homeless person spit them out trying to make myself feel better.
Is this menthol? Like, I know I'm homeless and all, but like, and you gave this to me like out of the kindness of your heart or whatever, but is this really a menthol cigarette? Come on, dude. Really? Really, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
Even as a bum, this is disgusting.
It's like.
It's funny that he, like, you know, because you think most homeless people don't have standards or anything.
Right.
You're just like, oh, they'll just take what is given to them. But he's just like, ew, menthol.
Ew.
What the fuck's wrong
with
you?
It's like you're, like, handing pizza out to the homeless. He's like, is that Little Caesars? Ew. Gross.
Yeah, they're like, is that pepperoni?
You're right.
I'm
Do you
Muslim.
Have a white
I
pizza?
I can't eat that.
Yeah, well, it's like there was this group of people that were like handing sandwiches out to like homeless prostitutes or whatever. And I just thought it'd be so funny if they're like, oh, I don't like mayo. It's like, bitch, you just suck someone off for $3.
Listen, you'll eat a gallon of cum, but you won't eat a fucking cheddar and ham sandwich with fucking mayonnaise on it.
You suck the jokes out of some man's ball sack. Over. You're going to bitch about mustard, you stupid whore. Fuck. Oh, Christ.
Dude, we don't talk about my sex life. Dude, you know that's the number one rule.
That was a nugget from part one of this episode.
That is the number
was sucking the fun
of
out
like,
of your nut
of just the conversation we had earlier.
What?
You talk
to the women?
What?
You talk to the women you fuck?
What?
What?
What? Javen, no, that's the number one rule of this show. So you don't talk about my sex life because it's literally just me in my hand.
Hey, you know, I got 12 things to say about this guy and his penis.
You want to come over and suck my dick in my garage?
Hey, yo, I'll be living, just blast
the fucking envelope.
Hey, yo, I be living in a garage and you trying to give me some pussy? I be living in a garage and that's cool and all, but like, you trying to give me some pussy?
If the audience has enough listening comprehension and can read between the lines, impressive. impressive.
Yeah, dude, your media literacy is insane. Actually, you know what? Speaking of like media literacy, like, this is like a serious like it's changed. The way you have to be like literate with media has changed severely. It's like, oh yeah, you know, back in the day it was like, oh, you read a book, fucking whatever, blah blah blah, suck a few dicks maybe, I don't know. Now it's like, oh, you have to be like so autistically attached to like the fabric of the internet.
Yeah.
And know every like niche joke and bit. Like it's difficult. It's super difficult.
The context used to, well, I think, you know what I think it is? The context for movies back in the day, let's just focus on movies, used to be average American. Average American, average film watcher. Yeah, nowadays, there's so many different groups that people can be a part of. You almost have to make movies for each of them.
Yeah, it's hard, dude. Like, media literacy is, like, insane today. Like, you have to be, like, plugged in at least, like, fucking, like, 7 hours a day.
Yeah.
To, like, gain, like, some footing in media literacy.
Dude, yeah.
You have to, like, find, like, either, like, a TikTok or Instagram Reels or something. And just scroll for, like, 7 hours to get your, like, daily dose of, like, media literacy knowledge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say that's bullshit, and I think I'm just going to put my cock in the garbage disposal.
I mean, from personal experience, man, the only times I've felt like a full grasp of the internet and its content and plugged in, you know people that are plugged in.
Yeah.
The only time I felt that is when I was unemployed. Yeah. And I can spend 10 hours a day on the internet just fucking around.
Yeah, when you don't have like anything going on, you could just
spend I was getting top comments on every post on YouTube. Like, I would comment something on a YouTube video and get like the top comment every time for a month because I was just plugged in.
Yeah.
And I knew the zeitgeist. I was a part of it. But you have to be unemployed.
Yeah, that is the thing. If you want to be like super good at it, you have to be unemployed.
You have to be like and a listen, freak monster.
I've had a lot of time to be unemployed, so guess what that means?
You've got a little bit of that in you.
I'm retarded.
Yeah. I've been, dude, unemployed. I've been getting 2KD games in Call of Duty against the algorithm.
Nah, you got to, listen, you got to full tilt, just download a scrolling fucking app. Like, get Instagram and just fucking dive deep. Listen, if you want your spyware, make sure it's American.
When it comes to deep dives on the internet, I'd rather avoid social media of any kind. I prefer other shit.
Yeah. I do it every now and then just to kind of, like, get my daily dose of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, okay, I'm getting old.
It's a crutch for
me. I have happiness. To accept that I'm getting old and I can't keep up with this bullshit.
Yeah.
Listen, I just turned fucking how old? How old am I, Javen? I don't even remember.
Dude, for that emotion you're feeling right now, people used to feel that, like, in their 30s when they had kids. Now it's just the progression is so quick that 20-year-olds are feeling that.
No, I seriously hang out with some of my younger friends and I'm just like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What is this language?
What are you speaking Chinese? And I know a little Chinese and that ain't Chinese, boy. I know a little Wuhan virus language. But
listen, I know a little Chinese. I had COVID.
Listen, I'm a little Chinese. That's the DNA virus, right? Oh,
man. That'd be so cool if everyone who got COVID learned a couple words.
They just start speaking Chinese out of nowhere.
What words did you get after you got COVID? Pussy, shit, and cum.
Yeah, everyone gets three words.
Yeah.
They get their
lucky numbers. Your lucky words on the COVID vaccine.
Your COVID vaccine,
dude. What if they fucking? What if Walgreens gave you a fortune cookie with every dose of the vaccine?
Dude, that would be fucking awesome.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
When I go on deep dives of the internet, I'm like, how? What about the water legislation in the state of Arizona and Nevada?
Dude, there was some some goblin guy that got a hold of Puya's like. One of Puya's new songs. And then Puya fucking reposted him on Instagram. Like, he's fucking listening to Puya's new song.
Who's Puya?
You don't know who Puya is?
No.
the fuck, Javen? Puya is...
Listen, I know about water rights. I know about water rights in every state. I don't know who Puya is.
Puya's a rapper. He's like, he tours with Suicide Boys and shit. He,
I know them. I like Suicide
Boys. You don't know nothing, dude.
I like Suicide Boys. You don't know nothing. They're good. Anyway, you're so funny.
You don't know nothing, dude.
The fuck was I gonna say?
Anyways, it doesn't matter. I'm into like, fuck, you know, Puya. I'm into racist shit.
Fuck Puya. It's official.
Yeah, you're calling him out?
Calling him out.
What if he hears this and he's like, damn. And then, like, you know, we have to have him on as a guest and you have to profusely apologize.
Dude, I saw a video of him blushing at someone else's root. He, like, looked at someone and saw the root and, like, he blushed.
You showed root?
I showed root and he blushed. He blushed like an anime girl. It was fucking sickening.
That's crazy, dude. You showed root and he, like, started blushing and geeking and digging. Was shitting
Puya blushed at my cock and now he's the Antichrist.
He was shitting and pissing and crying and losing his shit and
the devil
going berserk. Absolutely going berserk. Oh, like
I saw this story the other day that was actually kind of funny. This guy's HOA voted for him to build a fence because they didn't like the look of his boat. So he had a boat in his yard and they thought it was an eyesore. So what he did is he built a wooden fence and then commissioned an artist to paint the boat realistically on the fence.
I did see that. So I did see that photo.
You look at the yard, you're like, oh, that's a boat. No, sorry, that's like a painting of a boat. And it's the exact same thing.
He was like, okay, well, fuck you, because I didn't approve this. Did
that's
you
the
approve
biggest
it?
Fucking...
Oh, you did? Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm going to paint a boat over your shit.
That's such a beautiful American story. I love that.
I would have just fucking, like...
No, you wouldn't have because you would never be in an HOA.
It's true.
Because you don't make enough money.
I don't belong in an HOA to begin with. I belong in a padded cell. I belong in maximum security prison.
There's an HOA that you belong in. It's hell's at my ass. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So we watching all the Toho Godzilla movies or what? We getting like fucking Down syndrome drunk and watching all the Toho Godzilla movies?
I think we're watching a documentary on the poop culture in Germany.
The fecal matter.
You know what I think it comes from before we watch a doc on it? I think it becomes they're a very apologetic and shameful culture.
Yeah.
They just have to release that by getting pooped on.
Hmm.
Same with the Japanese. They're very reclusive. It's very, they have a lot of traditions and a lot of, what is it called? Cultural monos? No.
Yeah.
Whatever. They have a lot of traditional cultural shit. Get the fuck off your phone, bro.
Hold on, dude. I thought of a funny word.
I'm going to kill Bill Clinton. He's getting shot today. And by Bill Clinton, I mean the book.
Actual fucking wiener.
I just fucking lapissed my pants there.
Wiener. Yeah. Dude, I think I'm cooked, dog. I think I'm fried. I think my life is over. I think I need fucking, like, I need, like, a bucket of fried chicken.
That would be the greatest fast food ad of all time. I think I'm not.
I think I'm cooked, dude. I think I'm fried. I think my life is over. I think I need a bucket of chicken. It's, like, super depressing, super down. Like, you know, he's just like, man, I don't know what to do anymore. You think it's going to be like a BetterHelp ad or something? He's like, yeah. I'm super depressed. Like, I think my life is cooked. I'm over. I'm 23 years old. I don't know what to do with myself
anymore. The age of me is ended.
And then he looks in the camera all seductively and he's like, I think I need a bucket of chicken. This is fucking KFC.
Yes. I mean, dude, literally, I think that's a perfect idea for an advertisement.
Like fucking Def Leppard's playing in the background. Mm-hmm. The fucking KFC is just exploding through the wall. It's like they've got the colonel. He's holding a big ass bucket of KFC and one of those jugs of like soda, like the big fucking bag of soda.
Yeah,
and he bursts through the wall like the Kool-Aid man, sets it down on the table, and he's like, "Hell yeah!" And then starts sucking off the colonel.
I would love. I would get KFC if I watched.
That's like gonna be the next Super Bowl ad. I'm telling you, dude. I wrote that, and if you see that next for the next Super Bowl, I just want everybody to know that I wrote that. And it came out of my brain. This was an AI generated.
Right.
Yeah. It came out of my head.
Exclusively.
And they stole it from me.
Exclusively.
Listen, I'm a part of SAG-AFTRA, and they stole that shit from me.
SNL stole that Sherman Bear bit that one YouTuber.
That
had.
Is true. They did do that.
How funny is that? That they're so fucking hack, they have to go on YouTube. Be like, that's funny. Let's just do that.
Let's just do that, guys.
Let's do that.
No, I think that sucks. I feel like it's okay to like have a joke similar to that, but it's like they just outright.
They literally. It's like the most blatant plagiarism ever.
Like, say you make a joke about like, I don't know, my dick being small, and then I go around and I'm like, hey guys, my dick is small, but I word it differently. That's fine.
No, you're like, just justifying stealing my jokes.
No, I'm not. Don't try to fucking.
You're like, oh, welcome to 404. Aren't I a genius?
Listen, we up in here in 404. We different from 403.
Yeah, Josh, aren't I? Josh, aren't I a fucking genius? Welcome to the 404.
I didn't say that. I didn't say, oh, I'm a fucking genius. I said, hey, this is a funny, joke me and Javen were doing.
You did not.
I did.
You have never given me credit.
I do give you credit.
You're such a fucking
You're
liar.
You're just trying to fucking blackmail me right now. You're just trying to blackmail me and say that.
No,
like, I'm
I mean,
becoming
they don't really
right
like
because
working
I don't.
For the post office.
Listen, you're just trying to blackmail me and label me as alt-right because and only because.
Man, those vans don't have air conditioning.
Exactly. The Vans shoes that I wear, they don't have air conditioning. That's why you're always trying to get me to get the J's. You're always trying to get me to get the Jordans.
The Jordans. I have Pumas. They're fucked up.
You need, like, new shoes.
No, I'm not a materialist hog.
No, I think you just should get, like, one, like, nice pair of shoes for yourself.
Oh, you know the tattoo shoe that I was wearing forever?
Oh, the fucking Ed Hardy shoes?
Literally was my roommate's boyfriend's shoe.
Really?
The entire time.
Really?
They're his
shoe. He just didn't say anything?
No. Well, he didn't notice that I was wearing them.
Oh, that's so funny.
He just found them all around the house. He's like, what the fuck? Okay, he took it back. And then I mentioned it. I was like, hey, do you know where those shoes went? Those are really nice. They're like, oh, it's my boyfriend's. I'm like, what?
For the longest time, we thought they were your brothers. Because, like, they
Dude,
just... he
I
like,
swear.
I swear they were your brothers.
Maybe
because,
he
like,
wore
he
them.
Your brother, like, showed up. And then, like, he was here for, like, what? Like, not even 2 days. And then the shoes appeared.
Yeah.
It was the exact same time frame. And I was like, oh, dude, like, these are Johnny's.
It's so funny.
And then we fucking would rail him for, like, denying that they were his shoes.
Yeah, because
like, he
came
They are
back.
Your fucking shoes.
He came
we
back.
We did this for, like, 3 fucking months straight. And then, lo and behold.
Yeah. Eventually, I started wearing them. I liked them. I thought they
You're
were
like,
really
fuck
nice.
You. I'm taking your shoes then if you don't want to admit that they're yours.
I looked good as hell. You know, they're actually part of my Facebook profile picture now.
That
and they're not
true.
Even my fucking shoes.
True. They're not even your fucking shoes.
Hey, metal as hell.
You've got fucking foot fungus now.
Ew, yeah, my feet are covered in his cum. Because she has a cock and she comes in it.
Yeah, she's trans.
She's fucking trans.
No, listen, we're being too woke here. We gotta say it as it is.
You're right. She's a boop. We're getting too woke. We have to just start throwing slurs out there.
Listen, we have to learn how to pronounce the N.
We have to learn. I mean, that's why I like Django so much, Django Unchained.
Yeah, the Django Unchained was pretty good.
Yeah, it taught me how to say the N-word properly.
Yeah.
The only proper way to say the N-word is to have slaves that pick cotton on your plantation.
Whoa.
But you have to have a film crew around it. A director, a screenwriter, you have to be in Hollywood, and your name has to be Quentin Tarantino. Hmm. And that's the only proper way to say the N-word.
What if I just, like, fell asleep in the chair and you carried the show for the next, oh, I don't know, like, 20 minutes?
Is that how much time we need? 20 more minutes? Fuck.
A wingo whip, a wingo whip, a wingo whip, a wingo whip.
Jungle Book, you mean Kwanzaa?
Sleeps in your ass.
I wish I had my foreskin.
Yeah, me too, dude. I can't believe the Jews took that from me. You know, they really do run the world. Kanye was right.
Yeah.
They take your foreskin, they take your money, and they hate you. They spit on you. They take your ideas.
They take your ideas at SNL. Well, no, you're right. But I don't mean on my penis. I wish I had my foreskin. They're going to take my KFC Super Bowl ad.
They're going to do
it. You sound like shit again, by the way.
They're going to take my KFC Super Bowl ad.
Is your hand in your pants?
No.
You're showing Rue.
No, I'm not.
Dude, you're showing Rue.
I'm not showing Rue, dude. My hands are just cold.
You're a fucking pig.
My hands are just cold, dude. You don't just hang out.
Oh, so your balls are warm?
Yeah, the inside of my pant seam is warm, like right here.
Fine, I'm gonna grab my balls too.
Listen, dude, you don't just hang out with your hands in your pants, like.
I do when no one's here.
I do it on the couch all the time when I'm at home.
Dude, that is my favorite way to watch a movie.
You just turn on a fucking movie, and you put your hands in your pants. You're not even touching your dick. You just have your hands in your pants.
No, I mean, here, listen to me for a second. I would watch movies and just cut my balls and just kind of like move them around.
I feel like there was my brain, like I'm thinking of like a.
Whew! Shit, I need a shower.
Fuck, dude, what the fuck? What is wrong with you? Anyways, I think there was like a sitcom that had like a bit about like some like dude with his hands in his pants. I don't remember which one it is because there's so many of them. And my brain is like, maybe it was a Seinfeld bit. Maybe it was a Friends bit. Maybe it was a 70s show bit.
It was Seinfeld's hand in Elaine's pants, actually.
Yeah, he was just finger blasting Elaine.
Sounds nice.
He was like, oh, your pussy smells like putty was here last night. And then putty just comes out of her pussy and is like, hey, Jerry, how about you get out of my bitch's pussy?
Hey,
Jerry.
What if he just said occupied?
Hey, Jerry, occupado.
Oh, like a porta potty. Yeah, it's occupied like a bathroom.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I was trying to get into the men's room while a man was in there. Whoa. That's what they call Elaine's pussy.
I need a bitch. I need a bitch with the porta potty pussy.
I need a bitch that has shit in her cunt.
Why do you think I like condoms so much? I'd be fucking.
I've been shitting in condoms and then fucking them.
Shitting in condoms and putting
them. I've been shitting in condoms and fucking them. Just to fucking, you know, get close. That's as close as I can get to being in Elaine's pussy.
Shitting in a condom and fucking jacking off.
Jacking off with a shitty condom. That's as close to Elaine's pussy as I'll ever get.
Hillary, I did cheat on you, but that's because you wouldn't let me put shit in your pussy. I put shit in Monica Lewinsky's ass, and I fucked it.
You got what now, Mel?
Hillary,
I can't stand it. That
Hillary,
bitch is
worse. You're never going to win the presidency because you got a vagina.
Yeah, hey, Bill's whispering this shit to her like while he's balls deep in her.
Yeah, he's like, you'll never be the president. Only I can be the president. And that's because I'm a rapist.
Listen, Hillary.
Okay, yeah. New qualification for the president. They have to be able to rape, like, physically.
What? Well, they have to commit one rape?
No, they just have to be, like, allowed
to. Oh,
like,
they have to physically be fit enough to commit a rape?
Yeah, so Biden's out because he's too
like
old.
Like, to, like, overpower somebody?
Yeah.
Like, physically?
That's kind of an unofficial qualification, I think. So it has to have a penis, and it has to be strong enough to commit a rape. You know what? Keegan, I'm pretty confident Trump can
still
rape.
Women can rape, too. I'm a feminist.
No.
I'm a feminist, too.
No.
Women can rape, too. You know, and this fucking fucked up, like, you know, fucking Happy Wheels Trials game show version of our country. That you're, you know, setting up. I think women can rape too.
Okay.
I'm inclusive.
They can't rape, but they can fuck somebody without consent forms.
We need forms now.
That's what consent is, right? You don't make boys sign papers.
Is that
before you fuck them?
No.
Okay. All right. I sign because
then I can just be like, you're lying, and then there's like no evidence.
See, you're presidential material.
What are you talking about? I did not rape,
dude. I believe with all my heart that Trump could rape, which is why he's fit to be in office.
Yeah, dude, that fucking that clip of him today, like fucking just on the black convention or whatever that was. The real ass dude convention.
Don't know why you'd want to interview me. I don't really.
Listen,
like,
you
I
must be
really
with
like
ABC,
relate.
You blue dress wearing ass bitch. What if you just got like super gay, cunty, like toward. Like, he turned into. Like, he was like acting like a gay man towards her.
He kind of already does.
He was like, listen, your dress suit is pretty gay. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's horrible.
He spends
that shade of blue does not go with your hair.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't be funny if it just went
just
gay.
Getting like super
I
like,
mean, I think he already is pretty gay in a way, you know. He spends more time on his hair than my ex-girlfriend did.
Yeah, probably.
On hers.
But it would have been funny just to see him be like Yas Queening like being like a Yas Queen like cunt about like just in, like a Mean Girls like type move. Listen, I think your nails, they don't match that color of the pantsuit that you're wearing. I also think your hair's whack. And that's not because you're black. That's because your weave is not glued on right.
He should have, yeah. He really shouldn't have run again and just been the star of the next, like, Mean Girl. Or next Glee. The Glee.
He should have been in, like...
Glee.
Yeah.
He could be in Glee.
It was Trump in Glee.
Wow. Wow, your hair looks garish.
He's just like the... the mayor or whatever, he comes in like every season of Glee and he's like, wow, I love what you guys are doing with the place. Wow, I can't believe you're getting all the gay kids to Yas Queen it up in here.
Your hair looks like you've already been fucked. Have you already been fucked? Is this true?
Wow, you guys are fucking all the drinks out of me. Wow, I can't believe you've got all the twinks rounded up in this one high school. All of them in the state of Iowa or wherever the school's at. I don't know. I've never watched Glee. All I know is they sing, they dance, they do gay shit.
They sing, they dance, they do gay shit.
That's,
I think
that's
is
Glee.
A show.
That's a good summary of Glee.
Yeah.
All they do is
what's,
sing, they
what's
dance.
What's Euphoria? Euphoria, they just rape, cut themselves, and kill each
other.
Right?
That's them. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Heartwarming. A good show to watch with your family.
13 Reasons Why is a comedy, according to you.
Yeah. It's my favorite comedy, actually.
Cuties is banned in several fucking countries.
It should be banned everywhere.
It should be banned. I think they pulled it.
What a can of worms that movie, dude. What dude. A fucking can of worms.
Yeah, like they were trying to be so like, fucking progressive that it was like that. I was like, oh.
Yeah. No, that was wild. I never watched it. I only heard about it. I only heard about
no,
the content.
I don't even watch TV anymore.
Did you watch it in its entirety?
No.
You're like, hey, Javen.
I think I remember opening Netflix on somebody's TV and like scrolling past it and being like, ew. And then like finding something else to do.
Hey, Javen, have you watched the new show Cuties?
It's about these girls, and they like do stuff. I don't. What even was the plot?
I don't
what
know. I wasn't focused on the plot. It's just kind of nice to watch. Hey, it's me, Keegan.
That'd be funny. Just start.
I'm the
accusing.
Host of the Shivering Truth.
Yeah.
All I watch is Cuties. and clips of Trump.
And then he woke up one day and found that his hand had been eaten off by the Cuties girls.
He woke up to find Cuties in his watch history. He's never watched it before. He was being
We should just
framed.
Start accusing people of they've seen Cuties. That would be oh, you've seen Cuties then, haven't you?
Oh, you're a sick bitch.
Oh, you're it. A freak. You've seen Cuties. I can't believe you.
That'd be pretty good slang for a...
Yeah.
We have Chomo instead and we have Cuties.
Instead of just calling people like pedophile strippers, be like, oh, so you've seen Cuties.
Oh.
Interesting.
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 You like Cuties.
Oh, not the fruit, not the tangerine, but
yeah.
the show.
When I was growing up, they were fruit. Now it's pedophile.
Yeah. When I was growing up, Cuties were fruit. Now what the... Well, they're
pedophile
this
bait.
Is a pedophile bait? What's going on in this country? What happened to my fucking tangerines? What the fuck? I can't even enjoy the orange. Without being called...
Hey.
I can't even enjoy This sucks, dude.
Do you like tangerines?
He woke up one day to find his tangerine cuties had been replaced with just DVD copies of the movie Cuties.
He pulled his trousers down to realize that he didn't have a penis anymore.
The cops were knocking on his front door. And he realized what kind of a bad situation this looks like. But he didn't have a penis, so therefore he thought he was in good hands with God. Turns out they were arresting him on several different other charges, like tax evasion and conspiracy.
I would love to see a Shivering Truth episode that accurately depicts QAnon.
Yeah, it doesn't like really go into detail on what they're talking about, but it's just like it's straight up just QAnon.
Oh no, just an overview of QAnon in that style, because it would just seem so patently insane.
There's a guy who is on the internet and trolling, and now he's actually got the president.
It's true that people have like thought that came.
He brainwashed an entire group of people to believe that Trump was a God Emperor Frogman. And then the Frogman came out of his dreams, and that's literally just all.
Will Smith sucks the blood from his daughter. He realizes his final words
before getting sucked into the void and realizing himself as the enemy was, "Keep my wife's name out your mouth," before he slapped himself into oblivion and was never seen from again. That's literally all Shivering Truth is. That's all you need to know. There's the Shivering Truth synopsis.
You know, if Will slapped his wife's ass like he did Chris Rock,
if Will
still
slapped
be on
himself
terms.
Silly and sucked his own dick, that'd be a great movie.
It would be a great movie.
I like how you just go, yes. And anyways, this is the Shivering Truth. This is the Shivering Shit.
100 gags is complete horse shit.
Will Smith once said that the 100 gecks that crawl out of his orifices every night before he goes to bed are full of shit. Quite literally. This we're gonna have to burn this episode.
No, why?
We're gonna have to burn it, dude.
Why?
We're gonna have to burn it, dude.
That's good.
It's ungodly.
There was once a woman that was a roommate. She came home to find her cat in the garbage disposal. The two men that have done this to her were sick of her shit. They were sick of her shit. They piled everything into the center of the room and burned it as the Nazis burned books. With the cat's head on a pike.
Okay, you're
like
actually getting pretty good at this. Keep going.
With the cat's head on a pike, like the French. French-style cat on a pike.
Reminds me of something. Reminds me of a time well spent, is what he said.
This roommate went into the subterranean level of her house, only to find her boyfriend's dick in a rattlesnake's ass. The end.
And that was the story of the bogey little puppy. That was honestly my favorite childhood book to read.
Yeah.
It was the Pokey Little Puppy.
That was a good book.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Keegan loves the book Pokey Little Puppy.
He could not stop reading the Pokey Little Puppy as a kid. He related way too much to the puppy. I don't even remember the story of the Pokey Little Puppy, but I do remember loving that book as a kid.
I think the puppy's like disgusted that there's any part of him that's black. And then he tries to get it removed, but then he realizes that it's a part of him. He should love himself
more. Oh, wow. Maybe I should love myself a bit more, or maybe I should just commit self-mutilation or whatever and fucking kill myself and do things and stuff. And, fuck, dude, my knee hurts. I blew my knee out today. And, yes, it was from sucking dick. Whose dick? I don't know. It was a glory hole.
If John F. Kennedy
If John F. Kennedy was driving at 72 miles an hour down near a grassy knoll, and the angle was at 0.7 degrees and a windy day, would he or would he have not been shot by three different shooters?
Wow. Here, I got one. If JFK was still alive today...
If JFK was still alive today, would he have bought the number 14 Burger King foot lettuce?
If JFK was alive today, he would be on the Rogan Experience talking about Marilyn Monroe's pussy.
Yeah, he'd be like, yes. Yes, Marilyn Monroe's pussy is exquisite. I'm old as fuck and I don't care. I want to fuck Marilyn Monroe again. Nothing bad has ever happened to the Kennedys.
Or so he thought.
And then he was shot that day on a grassy knoll by three different shooters.
He really was taken out by the bushes.
He was too busy fucking diving into Marilyn's bush to fucking realize that he was getting taken out by the bushes.
What a pussy. What a pussy to fuck.
What an absolute legend. What a snatch to steal.
Snatch to steal. Again, unofficial qualification. You have to be allowed to be qualified to rape.
He didn't rape.
No, but qualified to.
Yes.
He never raped.
Do you think RFK could rape?
I think he could get raped.
I think he can rape, dude. Have you seen how jacked that guy is?
He's all right. He can rape.
Yeah.
Kamala's out, though. She can't rape. She shouldn't be the president.
No.
No.
She gets raped.
Okay.
By a dog named Scruffy. Okay, I'm
done. Scruffy the dog done raped Kamala.
Tonight.
Hey, yo, this dang old dog, Scruffy.
Dude, that's the same fucking character.
What?
Banana Hand. Banana Hand and
yeah,
the...
Hand Banana is fucking the Shivering Truth guy?
Yes.
You. Tonight. I don't want my name to be Spaghetti. Or I don't want my name to be the Enforcer. Well, what do you want to be called? I want to be called Spaghetti. Sure.
Okay, Spaghetti.
Okay, Spaghetti. Rape him.
Rape
him. I don't want to rape him. I don't know. Something about you, though.
Oh, what a classic.
Something about you, though. I don't know. I feel like we just connect.
I think I'm going to rape you.
Bom, 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 bom.
All right, guys. I think that's it.
As
long as we post something to appease the algorithm overlords, I think. If we're found dead, just know that we were suicidal.
Listen, the FBI is listening to everything we put out on the internet, and they're calling us the next Matthew Crux.
It would be funny for someone in the CIA to be like, all right, I'm tired of fucking killing journalists. I have a plan. They're like, oh, what's your plan? How about we create so much fast food and cheap entertainment and cheap, disgusting shit that no one will care about high-value journalism to begin with?
Yeah. Well,
and they're like, huh, well, it sounds easier.
I've got lung cancer now, guys.
Yeah.
So tune in next week to hear my balls get cut off with a hacksaw.
Tune in next week when we post it on time.
Tune in next week when...
excuse me.
And when they drill my eye sockets out.
Send us DMs if you've ever watched Cuties. And can you tell us the plot? Because we're highly interested.
No, I'm not interested at all. The only thing I'm interested in is fucking figuring out if I still have Bitcoin.
Pretty sure you sold it for tax purposes.
I think I sold it to
Chinese.
Buy drugs.
Yeah, I think you did, actually. You sold it so you could afford Vicodin.
Wait, you've been to New Mexico?
Yeah. I've been to Roswell.
You fucking cunt.
Why, are you jealous?
No, I'm not jealous at all. Why would I be jealous, dude?
Keegan was found jealous in his apartment. He tried to spread it on toast, but the toast protested.
The toast looked at him and said, "Why doth thou be cruel to me?"
And then it started protesting BLM. The toast then jumped up off the bread, and the jealousy jam then jumped off the bread and started running towards the nearest businesses and breaking in windows and stealing things.
The toast was the shape of Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "Black lives matter, you white pig."
And then
he blew up a Target because fuck white people.
And then Jesus Toast Jealousy wept. Jealousy Jesus Toast wept. As he was nailed to the bread cross he was made upon.
As he was nailed to his plate.
And forcibly being eaten upon, I don't know, Last Supper or something. I don't know. Javen, hit the button.
What button?
Hit the big red button. It's
not working.
No, that's your clit.
You gotta hit the
big red, the one, you know that one. The one that says.
What if I just don't press it?
Well, you gotta press and hold till it's green.
Guys, vote Kamala.
No.